The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, y'all. I'm Kinsey, and I'm the host of Houseguest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna tending to my garden or closing out the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're going to get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guest. You can follow us at The Houseguest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
Hey, it's Mariana. I am the co-founder of Summer Fridays and host of the Life with Mariana podcast. This week is a solo episode, and I love doing these because I get to just talk to you guys a little bit, well, a lot of it, I guess, for like a half an hour, about something that I just want to share with you guys. And I've always been like taking notes every time you guys write down certain things you want to know or ask. And one of the things you guys are always asking me about is, what are my goals I'm working towards? What are my habits? What are some things I'm working on right now? So I thought in this episode, I would share with you guys five habits or goals I'm working towards right now, and tips and things that have helped me make my goals and habits possible. I've really like tracking them, and I have not always been this way, and it's definitely always a work in progress. And so hopefully some of these things are helpful for you too. So before we get into the episode, make sure to subscribe to my podcast because I have new episodes every Tuesday. Now let's get into a couple of my goals and habits I'm working on. The first daily habit that I'm working on is daily movement. And maybe you're listening and you can relate to this, but I've gone through phases of my life where either I'm really consistent, I'm doing a lot, or I'm not doing it at all. And it's been a work in progress for me. So in high school, I kind of like started working out, and then I wouldn't. And there would be like years that went by where I wasn't doing anything. And then I never really found the thing that I loved doing. And I couldn't understand why other people just loved working out and could make it a habit, and that people could just get up and do it every day. That does not come naturally to me. Like, me going and doing this every day is not second nature. It's not something that I just get up and do and I love and enjoy doing it. I do it because I know it's good for me. And being on the podcast and interviewing so many people, from doctors, health experts, mental health experts, across the board, every single one of them, it's like a through line of a few things, and daily movement is one of them. And because I spend a lot of time either sitting on my computer working or sitting on a plane traveling, I'm not getting as much movement in daily as I'd like to. And I notice the days that I'm doing a lot of computer work that my step count is really low. So I have to make a conscious effort to get up and do that. And so right now, I listen to all these meditations, and they're like, who is the girl you want to be? Like, who is the woman you want to become? How does she spend her day? What does her day look like? How are her habits? What's her routine? And when I think about myself in the long term and I think about my longevity, I think a lot about my parents, and I think about their independence, and I think about how they are mobile and they can do things on their own. And I think it's because of how well they tried to take care of themselves over years. And if I think about future Mariana at 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, who knows how long, hopefully I'll live to be that long, I want to still be independent for many decades to come. And I know that comes from building really good daily habits now. And from talking to other people and people on the podcast, they've said the older that we get, the more difficult it is to put on muscle and maintain that muscle as we age. And so I'm trying to think of my future self and say, for my future Mariana, like, how can I take care of my body? And maybe you guys saw about a year or so ago, a friend of mine, she had an aneurysm and a stroke and was in a coma for a little bit, and recently got to see her again. And she's made so much improvement in her life, and she's walking again and talking, which is like such a blessing. And I'm tearing up thinking about it because in the last year, you know, I have my gratitude journal and I write all the time, and there'd be days where I really felt like, oh, I'm so exhausted. I don't want to go work out right now. I don't want to go for a walk. And then I would think about her and I would say, wow, like, she probably wishes, or her family wishes, that she could walk or talk or move her body. And so I really try to practice gratitude in those things. And I didn't mean to get emotional at this part, but it's so true. It's like we take these things for granted. And so this daily habit of working out now and daily movement is something I'm really, really trying to incorporate because I want to take care of my body the best that I can. And so let me like pause and regroup, and then I'll get back to how I'm making this possible. It was just making me emotional thinking about it because it is these things that we take for granted. And it's why, like, I'm so happy I have gratitude and my journaling as part of my daily practice, because I don't want to take for granted these things that we have. And so getting to see her and see the progress she's making, I'm like, wow, like I really am so grateful for my body and my good health. And I really want like the good health and happiness and like mobility for my loved ones and everybody around me too. And so that is a really important daily habit for me and something that I did. And I've done this a few times before. And I don't look at weight as in like, this is my body weight, but I'm looking at what my muscle is. And I know that muscle is important to, I read a book that basically said like, your muscle is like a armor for your body. And that the stronger this armor is, like the better protected you are. And when we think about our joints, and it's like, I don't know, I'm like getting so old that I really am thinking about my body in long term as far as like health and the benefits of that over time. But I did like these, there's like different scans that you could do. It's like a DEXA scan. You could do an in-body scan where it measures your body, not about what your total weight is, which yes, it shows you that, but it shows you your percentage of your muscle. And for me, it was about, I want to improve the percentage of muscle mass that I have in my body. It's not about movement of anything else. And knowing that you can weigh the same and that the difference of changing your body mass percentage, and this is not my area of expertise, so this is just what I've been learning from other people. But what I want to do is increase that muscle because it's telling me that my muscle mass for my height and my weight is lower than it should be and that I need to increase that. And so my current focus right now is yes, daily movement. I'm trying to get out, not be sitting at my computer all day, but I'm also incorporating strength training. And I'm a Pilates girl. I've been doing Pilates for like a few years, but it wasn't giving me enough muscle that I needed. And I saw that I was working out consistently and I was eating well and I liked doing it, but it wasn't giving me the results I needed in like the body composition area that I was hoping for. It is kind of scary to go into a gym by yourself and not know how much of a weight is too much to lift and how many times. So I followed different apps and started working out with a trainer. So here are a couple of different ways where I've tried to make it a daily habit for myself. So I started working with a trainer last September and I slowly started like trying to schedule this into my days. And the reason why I like doing this is I felt like I learned a lot from her. So when I wasn't working out with her, I knew what to do and I could really push myself. So over the years, very many years, where I've been working out by myself, I basically would pick up like 2.5 pounds, 5 pounds, and like maybe 7.5, and like really just stick to that. And I would be so nervous. I would never pick up a weight larger than that because I just was even scared to pick it up and I didn't want to hurt myself. And she slowly started teaching me like how to increase that weight safely over time and like trust my body and also not push myself, but know like, okay, I can increase these things a little bit here by here. So that's helped me so much just working with her, like figuring out like how much can I really push myself. Now I'm really proud, like over the last like 6-7 months, how I feel so much stronger. So that I've really liked. And then also like, you don't want to cancel on somebody because you just still have to pay for the class. And same with booking classes too. So if I'm booking a Pilates class or where I'm actually going somewhere, by booking those things and having them where it's like, there's a penalty if you cancel within 24 hours, it helped keep me accountable because I was actually going somewhere and I didn't want to pay the cancellation fee. So if you are doing a little bit of spring shopping, I'm so excited because we've got new L'Academy pieces coming this month and every month thereafter that. And I'm so excited for you guys to see these ones. And we actually restocked some of the ones from February and March if you guys haven't seen those yet. And then we have them coming back in some new colors this summer too, like some of your favorites. But no matter what I am shopping for, if it's a vacation, a trip, a work trip, no matter the season or where I'm going, Revolve really has everything that I need. They've got 500 brands spanning high-end, emerging, and exclusively labels in fashion, beauty, and home goods. They have so many trends that you guys can follow on here too, and authentic, high quality products and new arrivals daily. I love that they also have really amazing customer service and fast and free shipping and returns. I also shop a lot on Forward. It's Revolve's luxury sister site, and they have everything luxury on there, like some of my favorite brands, including Bottega, Saint Laurent, The Row, Miu Miu, and more. My favorite way to shop is by new in, and you can go all new or by day. And by doing that, I feel like you just get a sense of like every single piece that's coming in. But because it tends to be really overwhelming, they have so many amazing pieces on the site. I'm always curating my favorites by list. So if you guys go to my link, I've got them all curated out for you so you can see my favorite things from the site. From last minute trips to event dressing plus seasonal refreshes, Revolve has you covered with fast 2-day shipping and hassle-free returns all on them. So go to revolve.com/Mariana today to shop my picks for the season. And don't forget to check out L'Academy while you're there. You guys will love the collection and I cannot wait for you guys to see the new pieces. That's revolve.com/MARIANNA. setting out my clothes the night before, which is such like a thing that you did in school, maybe growing up where your parents are like, oh, put your clothes out for school the next day, by putting my workout clothes, like including like shoes, socks, underwear, like everything you would possibly need, by just putting them on first thing in the morning, it was like the next natural step where I would feel at least like more likely to go do something. So that's been really helpful too. And also having friends to be accountable. So like talking to your friends about your goals. My trainer that I work out with, her name on Instagram is Chelsea Rose Health. And she posts a lot of really great like educational information on her account. That's actually how I found her, was on Instagram. And she has a podcast as well. And I learned a lot from her podcast. It's called the Strength to Build podcast. And her solo episodes I really like on there too. So if you want to learn more about strength training, and if you want to build muscle, she's a really great source of information. And I try to have other podcasts on, of course, too. So that is my number one goal habit right now. And also I've learned like, I don't want to work on too many things at the same time. So right now, my like core focus in that is daily movement and building muscle. The next habit I'm trying to work on is just picking up every day. And people are always like, how are you so clean and organized? Like, I'm really not. I have to really make a conscious effort to do it. And at the end of the day, what I've really tried to do is set aside like 15 minutes or a half an hour. I'll put a timer on my phone. I'll play some music. And I tell myself for this block of time, like whatever the amount of time is, I'm just going to pick up, clean, organize, put away clothes, hang up stuff, fold laundry, whatever, take out the trash, like just in this amount of time. And I've noticed how much better I feel when I do that afterwards, especially at the end of a day. It's something about just like ending the day with cleaning up clutter so you're not waking up to having more of it. And I'm sure we all have this like chair or bench or area in our bedroom where it's like a pile of stuff, and it just continues to add on top of it, on top of it, on top of it. And I don't know what it is, and I know that I shouldn't do it, but I'll get home, I take out my clothes, I put it in the pile. I get dressed the next day, I don't want to wear something, I add it to the pile, and the pile just gets larger and larger and larger, and I just keep staring at it every day. And I am so determined to like not have this, almost to the point where I'm like, do I just remove this bench so that I don't put stuff on top of it? But then I know it'll just end up on the floor. So I'm really trying my hardest right now to just take a few minutes every day, pick up after myself, not leave piles of stuff everywhere. And it's a conscious effort that I have to make to like get myself to do this. And so that's a habit that I'm trying to do too. And it's another thing that I've learned from the podcast. Like people say, if you don't have clutter, then your mind feels more clear. You feel more organized. You feel more calm. And I really do feel that way. Like I know the end result that after it's done, I'm going to feel a lot better. It's kind of just like working out and daily movement too. It's just a matter of getting myself to do it. So it's kind of like if you ever worked in a restaurant, you do like the closing shift and like the closers have to like clean up and everything and like put everything away so that the next morning, whoever comes into the morning shift, like everything's put away and organized and clean and ready to go for them. So if I'm doing my own closing shift for myself at home, I want to wake up so that when I wake up the next day, I'm waking up to a clean, organized, nice home. Another thing I really like to do too is like clean my whole kitchen before I go to bed. So I always make sure I like ran the dishwasher. There's nothing in the sink. I clean the countertop. It smells like really fresh and clean. So when I go in my kitchen in the morning and I'm doing my supplements, drinking my water, making my smoothie and my breakfast, I walk into a clean kitchen, and that's made a huge difference for me too. So I really, really have liked incorporating that. Again, this is not something that comes easy to me. I really have to take the time to do this, and that's why I'm trying to build on this daily habit. And I also started putting it in my calendar every day too, kind of as a little reminder for myself, and I block out the time. And I know myself better enough to know I have to do things before it gets dark out, and I'm so happy the sunset is not until like a little after seven now, because as soon as it gets dark, I do not want to do anything. So I know for myself, I've got to get this done like early evening time if it's going to be completed at all. So that is a habit that I'm working on. If you guys have any habits for picking up after yourself or like keeping clean and tidy, let me know, because it is always a work in progress for me. And on that note, this is a really good tip that I've done for myself, is I have trained my For You page on TikTok and my Instagram to feed me content for what I want to see. When there's something like when I watch an organization cleaning TikTok video, it makes me want to go clean or do something because I'm so satisfied by watching somebody else do it. So I go on TikTok, I'll search like cleaning, organizing, ASMR cleaning, bathroom cleaning, closet organizing, and I'll go watch those videos and I like them and I engage with them. And then my For You page starts feeding me those videos. So if I find myself scrolling too long and those videos keep coming up, it almost tells me to go do it or gets me encouraged or excited to go do it. So I found that it's really good to train your algorithm to have stuff like that too. Like even for positive quotes or cooking or cleaning or whatever the thing is that you want to do, if you want to change your algorithm, like especially on TikTok, you can change it pretty fast. So that was a really good tip that I incorporated for myself. And I've even then gone on to buy a lot of the organizing stuff, especially if it's available on Amazon. I'll just go by like, I just got this new sink under drawer organizer thing. And I'm like, why did I never have this before? And I loved actually cleaning the underneath of my sink because I was so excited for this new organizing thing. So I forgot about that tip I wanted to share with you guys. The third habit that I'm working on is less screen time. And this is a very challenging one for me because I do use my phone for work. And I'm saying this because it's not an excuse, but it's an excuse that I tell myself a lot of times. I'll tell myself, oh, I'm using my phone for work. I need to answer this text. I need to look at this thing. I need to check this thing on Instagram. And at some point, it's not work and I'm really just scrolling. And I love scrolling. And I do love looking at Instagram and seeing what my friends are up to. I love watching TikTok and being entertained. Or obviously, like on the brand side, I'm engaging with content, finding new creators, seeing who's mentioning the products, like seeing competitively, like what other people and brands are posting. So I really enjoy that time that I spend on social. But I do know that I need to limit myself. And I think that's the most challenging thing for me is like, from the moment I wake up until I go to sleep, I feel like I'm just looking at too many screens all day. And I have to really make a conscious effort to not do that. But this is probably the most difficult habit that I'm trying to break or work on because it seems to just be a thing that is on my list every single year. And it really is an intention for me every single year on my New Year's intentions. I'm like, less screen time, less screen time, less screen time. And it is so difficult for me. I try to have boundaries around my work and what time I look at things. But this is probably the hardest thing that I feel like I'm working on in these like five habits and goals right now, because it's something that's so challenging and it's like a need that you have. And I do have to respond to people or check an email or things like that. And so here are a couple ways that I've been trying to help myself. So in the morning, I try not to look at apps and stuff, at least for the first hour after I wake up. I really want to try to do my whole morning routine before I jump into different platforms. This doesn't happen all the time, but it really is my intention to at least get these things done first before I start scrolling. Because I don't know if you guys ever do this, but I'll wake up in the morning, I look at my phone, I open Instagram, I start looking at stuff, and then all of a sudden a half an hour has gone by and then I'm rushing to get ready for work. Instead of, I should have taken that time to have a slow morning for myself, which then sets me up to feel better all throughout the day. There's also an app that I love. I've talked about this on something before, but it's called App Block, and you can block any app on your phone. And for me, it's really helpful with social or if you have games or email or Slack or whatever it is. And you can set it for a period of time or you can set like blocks of time as well. So if you don't want to go on your phone, let's say you don't want to use social media during working hours, you can block it from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., whatever your working hours are, where you're not looking at social during the day and then it unlocks basically at night. And you can go in and manually unlock it. It just takes an extra step. And then speaking of the extra step, what I do is all my social media apps, they are not on my home screen of my phone or on the bottom bar. They're on like another screen inside of a folder. And by doing that, it's just one extra step of me doing that. Because what I found myself doing before is I was waiting at an elevator, I was waiting for my car, I was doing something, and I just would subconsciously tap and open Instagram on my phone and start looking at something just because it was the app that was on my screen. So I've really tried to replace that habit. Something I have replaced it with, if I want to scroll for something, if I'm like waiting or doing something, is I go to Pinterest instead. And I love Pinterest and I'm always updating pins on my profile if you guys follow me on there. And I love it. And I feel like I'm getting inspired and I'm looking at inspiration or I'm looking things up to save. And I find that that's a better thing that I can do instead. And then I also love like Wordle and connections. I always do that every day. So I feel like that's like a fun thing to do where I'm actually like thinking and using my brain for something. But less screen time is one of the more challenging habits that I'm working on. So if you guys have any tips or things that have helped you, I would love any advice or input because this is one of the hardest things in my current five habits here that I'm working on that I really have a hard time with. The next habit that I'm working on is my evening routine. I have my morning routine down pat. I know what I'm doing in the morning. I get up, I have the time for myself. If you guys want to know my morning routine, I get up, I check my Aura ring, I meditate, I read. If I don't have time to do both, I will do a meditation or affirmations while I'm getting ready, or I'll listen to an audiobook or podcast. I usually read a nonfiction book in the morning, something that I help learn with. I either read a chapter or a few pages. I'll like find like a natural breakpoint in the book. And then I journal, my gratitude journal, while I have my coffee. So that's my morning routine. It really does take me about like 30 to 45 minutes. If I don't have enough time, I'll just try to do like one or two of those things and kind of speed up the process. But I've got that down pat. Like I know the things I like, I know what makes me feel good. My evening routine is where oh, it's not so good. And I know how important it is, and the nights that I do it, how I wake up feeling great, but it is just, I end up just doing stuff essentially till I go to sleep and then try to go to sleep. And then if I don't have a great night's sleep, then I feel groggy the next morning. So I have done a few things that have helped my evening routine. So what I do is once I'm done with dinner and it's starting to get dark outside, I dim my lights inside. So everything becomes dim. I do have blue light glasses. I have like a blue light, my TV glasses, because I can't see my TV like so clearly anymore. I have blue light blocking in there. So it really does help with like blue light at home. And then I have a red light in my bedroom. I change my phone to black and white. But what I try not to do is go on my phone too close to bedtime. Like I'll still like text and stuff, but I try not to like watch social media or email, because what I found is if I'm like watching Instagram or TikTok, do you ever dream about the thing that you were just watching? And it's kind of weird. So I try not to watch too many things close to bed. And I also have noticed if I do like a nighttime shower, I like to shower usually in the morning after a workout. But if I shower at night, I really do notice that I sleep better at night as well. So evening showers are something I wanted to incorporate. I almost always read a fiction book at night before I go to bed. I like this because I'm escaping like watching TV, but without looking at another screen. And then I'm not on my screen before I go to bed. And then a newer thing I've incorporated into my evening routine, which is so helpful, is breath work. If you are looking for a new dairy-free milk, let me tell you about Malk. You can actually buy it on Amazon, and you can use my code if you want to try it there. And this is the almond milk that I've been using for so many years. If you guys saw me post about it over the years, or if you've been to Erewhon and tried my coconut cloud smoothie, I use Malk in here. And the reason why I love it is it's a premium plant-based milk. It's made with simple, high-quality ingredients. They offer really amazing tastes without the filler, gums, seed oils, artificial flavors, or any other additives that so many other plant-based milks unfortunately use. I'm sure you guys have heard me talk in podcast episodes, and I've had experts on here who talk about how seed oils are really inflammatory and just not great for us to consume. So the fact that these don't have them is why it's my go-to milk choice. So I'm so excited to share they have a new shelf-stable version of their unsweetened almond and original oat milk. It's made with all the same ingredients and same great taste, but it's now available in a convenient option for stocking up without worrying about fridge space. You can find it now at Whole Foods across the country and on Amazon in a convenient six-pack. All of their products are certified organic and simply made with nothing to hide. Staying true to their commitment to simplicity and quality, Malk is crafted with the same three core ingredients you know and trust. Almond Malk is just made with almonds, filtered water, and Himalayan pink salt, and that's it. Same with the oat milk. It's just gluten-free oats, filtered water, and Himalayan pink salt. Head to your local Whole Foods to find shelf-stable Malk or grab it in a convenient six-pack on Amazon.com. Use code 15LIFEWITHMH for 15% off a six-pack of shelf-stable Malk on Amazon.com. I've been meditating for the last like almost 4 years, but breathwork is something newer in my routine. Maybe for almost like a year now I've been doing it. It makes such a difference for me of really relaxing and calming the body. So the breath work that I do at night to fall asleep, which usually I fall asleep before it's even over, is a 4-8 breath. So you breathe into your diaphragm for a count of four, and then you breathe out for eight. And I'll just do rounds of that. And what it does is it really helps like slow my heart rate down. And then it's almost like this idea of counting sheep, but instead you're counting your breath. So instead of thinking about things, I'm thinking about my breath and I'm feeling my body and I can feel myself relax. And I'll usually do that for like six, nine minutes, something like that. And I'm usually asleep by the time it's over. If not, I'll either just keep laying there or I'll do another round. And it really, really helps me so much. So that's been something really helpful in my evening routines. And the app that I use for my breath work is called Open. So I love that one. And a couple other things that have helped me sleep better at night are I lower my sleep temperature, I have my Oura ring and all those things. I drink magnesium before I go to bed. But still, I really need that wind down time. And there is a balance, right? So I want to eat well. I want to go to sleep early. I want to have a good night of sleep. But I also want to embrace having a social life and seeing friends and family and like going to eat with friends and going to an event and not totally be so rigid. So I'm also working on not being so rigid with all of that. Sometimes it's okay if I go to dinner a little bit late. Like it's okay if I don't have a perfect night's sleep every single night if my intention is to just have this evening routine. Like the joy that I can get from having dinner with a friend and the connection that it brings me and the happiness of spending time with people I love maybe is more important than having a perfect night's sleep that night. Of course, I don't want to do that every single night, but those things are also important too. So I am trying to have balance, and I know my routines. I know the things that make me feel good. I also know these other things that are important to my life and bringing me like joy and happiness and connection. So having a balance between the two and not being so like, I have to have a morning routine. I have to wake up at this time. I have to go to sleep at this time. I have to do these things all the time. Like, I need to be more kind to myself. So it's not a habit I'm working on, but that is also something that I'm trying to be conscious of as well. So yes, I'm working on my evening routine, but I'm also working on having that balance and what that looks like. My thing is like, regardless of what time I go to sleep, I will always wake up early. So if I end up staying out later or eating later than I would have planned to, I can't just like sleep in the next day. I will just naturally wake up early regardless the next day. So that's just something about me. Even on the weekends, I have always been that way. I don't know if you guys are too. Like, it just is what it is. And that's why I think when people talk about morning and evening routines, like, embrace what you are. If you are an evening person and a night owl, let that be your time where you self-care and do things for yourself. Like, don't force yourself to be a morning person if you're not. And if you're a morning person, then great. Like, don't force yourself to stay out late. And so I think just embrace the times you naturally feel your best and try to do whatever these habits are in the time when you feel good, and don't put too much pressure on yourself. Like, you have to do things, which is something I'm working on, of being just kinder to myself in those times. And my last habit or goal is to not have too many habits or goals. And I know that's sort of redundant to everything that I'm saying here, but me being me, I used to always have like 20 things I was working on. I wanted to improve this. I wanted to improve that. I wanted to make this more efficient. I wanted to do that. And I think by doing that, I wasn't doing anything well because I was trying to do too many things at once. And so right now I'm really just trying to like pull back and focus and have balance on those things. And yes, build habits that I can do. But if I feel overwhelmed with all of these things, like let's just say then daily movement becomes my focus, or just the sleep or my evening routine becomes a focus. And if I feel like I'm trying to do too many things at once, what is the thing that is most valuable to me? And like just sticking to one habit at a time. And I do try to do a lot of things, and that is kind of my personality, and that's who I am. And I think by not making myself have too many habits, I can actually be more successful as the one that I'm doing. So I guess my fifth final goal would be don't have too many goals. And it's just like a funny thing to say, because I'm like, oh, here are four things that I'm working on. And then one of the things is to like not work on too many at all. And maybe you can relate too. If you are so overwhelmed and you're wanting to create new goals or habits in your life, and you're working towards something and you just find it really difficult, like one, which is something I said to myself here too, is like, be kind to yourself. Like, if I have a day where I want to go to dinner, okay, then I'm not going to be stressed out that I missed my evening routine and didn't get a perfect sleep score. And if I was working all day and I wasn't able to, you know, get up from my desk too much to have daily movement, I don't want to be hard on myself and go force myself to do something. And so scaling back a bit, being really mindful of the habits and goals I want to have, and then just not doing too many things at once. And so right now I feel really happy with the four that I have. I feel like it's manageable, and that if I need to interchange something or I can only do one thing at a time, that's okay. And being like nicer to myself about that throughout the process. So those are my 4/5 things that I'm working on right now. And if there's any goals or habits that you guys are working on, I would love to hear from you. A couple resources that have been really helpful for me. One is the book Atomic Habits. So I read it once, and I actually didn't realize I read it once before until I read it the second time, because the first time I read it, I don't think I was in a place for it to actually be helpful to me. And the second time I read it, I actually incorporated those things. So I really liked that book. I also really like the app. It's called Done. You can just download it in the App Store, and you can add habits or goals that you have on here. You can check them off each day. So I have three different things in here, and I just mark it off. And then you can look at the end of the month. It shows you like by the calendar how many times you did it. And it kind of like gamifies what you're doing, and it kind of goes against the no screen time thing, but then it does help me track, and I do get like satisfaction of marking something off. So I really like the app as well. And then also like sharing it with friends, family, other people is helpful too, because they'll either ask me how it's going or I'm doing it with them, which makes it easier to make these habits a thing. And also, like I said, like the less screen time thing for me has been years in the making. So if you don't create a new habit or goal and it's not happening quickly for you, like these are things that have taken me a very long time to try to incorporate that I'm still working on today. So give yourself time and grace to build these new things. And if it's not working, it's okay to move on to another habit. Don't like be so hard on yourself. So these are some of the things I'm working on. I would love to hear some of yours too. And I will see you guys and hear you guys in next week's episode. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to subscribe to my podcast and rate and review because it would mean so much to me. And follow me on Instagram at @Mariana_Hewitt to see what episodes are coming up next.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.